The California citrus industry has been battling to protect itself from the deadly one-lung Bing disease. Yes, it's a war, and the industry must keep fighting. Joel Nelson is president and CEO of the California Citrus Mutual, based in Exeter, which is in Tulare County. Citrus Mutual represents a $3 billion citrus industry in California. Joel, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Patrick, always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Joel, we've seen one-lung Bing disease devastate the Florida citrus industry. How's it going with the battle here in California?
You know, for our industry, it's a combination of enthusiasm, unity, frustration, and aggravation. Because we continue to fight the spread of the disease in Southern California. We continue to find the Asian citrus psyllid in spots of the state where we don't want to find it. We're continually frustrated because science has not yet found a cure. I mean, we knew we weren't making instant coffee, but this long, this much money, you know, we've given the scientific community an average of $30, $40 million a year for the last decade to find a cure for this disease, and they can't find it. So how much longer can our growers hang on is the question people want to ask. And we went out and we do meetings around the state. We convey to them what's happening. They continue to be supportive of it. They still support the mandated program we have. There hasn't been a grower vote on that because we market it to the value of it. So there's a combination of emotions out here in our industry specific to this, but what's the alternative? If you don't defeat the spread of one-lung Bing, you lose a $3 billion industry.
Well, Joel, what does that $3 billion industry look like? It's mainly family farmers, isn't it?
Our industry is still dominated by family farmers. There has been some consolidation in the industry. That happens. It's roughly 3,500 growers up and down the state, primarily Ventura, Riverside, and the San Joaquin Valley. It's roughly 70, 75 packing houses. And according to a study done by the University of California at Riverside, economic output, about $7 billion. So this industry, with its 15 to 18,000 employees and all that acreage in the ground and all that value it creates, it's an economic engine for certain parts of this state. Losing it is not a positive alternative, that's for sure.
So Joel, the California citrus industry has learned how to deal with those legislators up in Sacramento to get a lot of important things done, right?
Look, we have to have a realistic definition of what success is. And you're not going to hit a home run every time. In fact, you're not going to hit a single every time. Mike Trout only bats 313 or 320. So you can't let defeat stop you from trying to achieve your objective. You've got to learn from it. And so in the case of the monetary support, all right, if the governor says this is the way you want to do it, he is the governor, I don't like it, but all right, we're going to do it his way. Same thing up in Sacramento. There's been legislation that we've worked feverishly on, and we haven't been successful in stopping it. And so there's a lot of regulations, permits, fees placed upon all the producers in the state of California, not just our industry. By the same token, there was an effort by the State Water Resources Control Board to extort money out of particular landowners in the San Joaquin Valley. That was wrong. We stopped that from taking place. We unified an industry. We didn't achieve our goal yet as to a solution, but not one of our growers has written a check yet. So 2 years later, we're still in that battle. And so you've got to learn from your defeats. You've got to define success. I told an industry group last week that is success just keeping a tree alive? Is a success 100% utilization of nothing but 56s and 72s? Well, that's unrealistic. So you can't expect always to win those fights in Sacramento, but you got to learn from it, and we got to do a better job up there.
So Joel, that extortion you're talking about, was that the nitrates in the groundwater issue?
It was a letter sent to 27 landowners that said, we have a high concentration of nitrates in your groundwater, and we think you're responsible for it. It makes no difference as to when they own that land. It makes no difference whether or not they used solid nitrate. It was just a bad approach. It was a dictatorial approach. And for that, the leadership at the State Water Resources Control Board should have taken ownership of it, and they chose not to. And that's a battle that's continuing to go forward. But for them to challenge a handful of growers to establish a precedent for 3,700 growers, That was wrong.
So Joel, give me some ideas on how the citrus industry is pushing back on that.
We came up with a couple of legitimate solutions, one of which is there's a lot of contamination sites in the state of California. It's not just nitrate specific, and they haven't achieved any solutions for any of those sites. We did as an industry, as a coalition of concerned citizens, one might say. And so we didn't get to where we wanted to go with that solution path. We did get some successes out of Washington, so there's more dollars being allocated to California to put into programs for clean drinking water. Meanwhile, the state capitol, the administration, just fumbles with this whole thing, and landowners are coming up with solutions to solve the problem.
Well, Joel, thanks for all that you're doing for that citrus industry, and thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Hey, it's my pleasure, and I'm looking for any of the allies I can find, so thank you for all the help.